Yes, 98.5. This is RDU. You're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, I'm very excited for my next guest. I think there ain't much debate. They're one of New Zealand's most exciting acts to watch and grow and flourish. And they are today releasing their sophomore album. It's called Great Haunting. I am talking about the spectacular duo Earth Tongue, who are with me right now in Berlin. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Kia ora. Nice to be talking to you, and thanks for the wonderful intro.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for putting out some music. tell me a little bit about Great Haunting.
Yeah, well, it's just a ripping, energetic rock record that we've been working on for the past couple of years. And it sort of, it turned out to be this quite, like, haunted, obviously, sort of spooky, almost concept record. So we've had a lot of fun with the visuals, done a lot of music videos, and I think we're really happy with the sort of like the whole cohesiveness of the thing, so just excited for people to hear it.
I think the concept in this is just so perfectly executed, and all the visuals so far are gorgeous. Of course, with making such great art would come, you know, a lot of work and a lot of admin. Tell me, was that your Great Haunting?
The admin? Haunted, yeah. By the admin.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you know?
Yeah, how did you know?
it's my sixth sense. What can I say? I can smell admin a mile away.
Oh.
Yeah, we're doing nothing but being in the band right now. Like, we're touring a lot over in Europe, but I would say that, we're 80% professional emailers and 20% musicians. So you're
the pessimist.
So you're correct. But we love it.
So, yeah, like you said, you're touring at the moment. Right now, you're in Berlin. How's that going? You're loving it?
Yeah, it's going super well. We just finished the first leg of our marathon summer, which was 23 shows, mostly supporting this US band called Acid King, who were like a pretty legendary stoner rock band from San Francisco, who've been around since the 90s. So we did, like 13 dates with them, and then we played some festivals as well, and we supported some other bands. So we're on the road for about 26 days. And we're currently in a 10-day break we have before. Well, we're near the end of our 10-day break, and we start playing shows again on Monday.
Very interesting to choose Berlin as a place to have your 10-day break. Yes.
I know.
Yeah, this is true. There's many, many distractions to be had.
Oh, my God. You guys have really, you'll be living people's dream right now doing this tour. What are European crowds like? And have they, well, they must love this kind of style of music. It's huge over there.
Yeah, it is huge over there, yeah. It kind of just makes sense playing it over here, to be honest. It's just like, it doesn't... Sometimes in New Zealand, we feel like weirdos, but over here, we just feel...
Not
weird enough, yeah.
Well, you're our favourite special weirdos, if that helps.
Thanks.
The crowds are great. We've met heaps of amazing people, and... generally, people seem pretty positive about the band, so yeah, we're feeling good.
You totally should. And this album, words can't describe. It's just so bloody well put together. Where did you write and record all of this?
We recorded and kind of wrote at the same time, actually. at Jonathan Pierce's studio in Auckland, Jonathan of the Beths fame. And yeah, we did a bit of recording at home as well. But yeah, it was largely recorded there, and yeah, we did quite a lot of sessions kind of between 2021 to 2022. Yeah, so it feels like ages ago now, which is, I mean, it's always the way it happens with releasing albums. Yeah, so yeah, it's about time that people heard it.
Now, how does your process work? Are you guys like real perfectionists when it comes to this type of thing, or are you really kind of prepared to go down a journey in a rabbit hole with the sound you're creating?
I think although the sound can kind of sometimes be very far from perfect, you know, like we do like to kind of keep the imperfect moments in there, and we like to keep it as raw as possible. But at the same time, we're very picky with the songs we write. The ones on the record, you know, like there was quite a few that we labored over for a while and recorded and got pretty far down the road with, and then we ended up discarding them.
Oh wow!
Yeah, there's a bit of a mixture between you know, sloppy and perfectionist. I think you gotta walk that line, you know.
Yeah, I think I really struggle with not getting kind of emotionally attached to a song if I'd worked on it for so long.
Yeah, I struggle with that for sure. Yeah. But I think you have to be quite truthful with yourself to go like, oh, I'm not in love with the song anymore, as much as I want to be. Yeah. That's to be abandoned.
Now, I've got to ask.
And it's funny.
No, you go ahead.
Sorry. My thoughts left my brain, so it's all you.
Berlin. Now, I've got to ask, you are on tour in Europe right now, but is there anything set in stone here in little old Aotearoa?
We're still working on it. Nothing set in stone, but there's some liquid things happening, so it won't be too far away.
No, we all have faith in you to get that sorted. And I know there are a lot of people around this neck of the woods who would love to see you guys perform live. Congratulations so much again on this album. One more question for you: if people want to kind of keep up to date with what you're doing, check out your tours, all that sort of thing, are you guys particularly active anywhere on social media?
I think Instagram is the main one, and Facebook, and then we also have a newsletter if you're that way inclined.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So we're doing kind of like tour diary updates on our Substack.
Oh, that's wicked.
It's quite fun. Yeah, we're doing like an update every one or two a week, depending on how busy we are. But we have some, starting on Monday, we have a super exciting tour coming up supporting Ty Segall around Europe. So the shows are going to be way bigger than anything we've done. We're also playing on the beach in Sardinia at a festival next week. So like, we have some pretty
lovely,
cool things. And we're feeling like we need to keep people updated. Otherwise, this stuff just gets lost. So yeah, the newsletter, if you want to really read about it.
Yeah, that's actually a really smart idea. Not enough bands do that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a bit of work, but yeah, great way to archive.
Nah, it's a good way to keep the friends and whānau up to date as well.
Well, we appreciate it all. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning, especially all the way on the other side of the world. It's much, much appreciated. You should be so stoked about this new album. Yeah, again, thank you so much for joining me.